This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Munkacher and the Sefer Chaim V'Shalom points out that al pi the Mesora, there are two places in Tanakh where it says Tzemer U'Pishtim. It says Le'Silbash Shatnez Tzemer U'Pishtim, Yachdav. And the other one is Darsha Tzemer U'Pishtim. In Mishle, that we say in Eshes Chayal. So what's the connection between Le'Silbash Shatnez Tzemer U'Pishtim and Darsha Tzemer U'Pishtim? So he says, very interesting. If you look in the Gemara Nivamas, the Gemara derives the concept of Asei Doi Chaloi Sase from the juxtaposition of Gedilim Tasalcha to Loi Silba Shatnes Tzemre Upishtim Yachtav. Even though you're not allowed to wear Shatnes, but if you have Tzitzis, you're allowed to wear Shatnes in Tzitzis. But the Gemara also points out, Gemara in Shabbos on Dav Kuf Lamed Beis, that we only say Asei Doi Chaloi Sase Be'idnei, meaning that if the Lav is incurred at the exact moment that you're performing the assay, then the assay could push off the lav. And despite the fact that you're violating a lav at the time of the assay pushes it off. Says the Munkacha, that's called Avera Lishma. You wouldn't necessarily call this Avera Lishma in the traditional sense, but you are violating a lav, and it's for the sake of heaven. However, if it's not Be'idne, if the violation of the lav is not at the exact time of the assay, so then you're not to violate the lav. If you do, it comes out the assay is a mitzvah haba ba'avera, and in that case, you don't even get the mitzvah. He says that's analogous to shatnez. That's like an admixture where you're mixing a lav and an assay, and the repercussions and the result is not good, because the result is just bad, just the lav without any of the assay. So he says this is what it means. Le'sizra karmacha. Karmacha refers to the karam of Klal Yisrael. Don't plant your karam klayim, meaning don't mix mitzvahs and averas. People think, you know, I'll do good things, I'll do bad things. No, usually the result is that it ends up only bad. Loi silva shatnes, don't wear shatnes. A taruvos of toivara in your mitzvahs. Tzemer u'pishtim yachtav. However, gedilim tasalcha. Gedilim tasalcha teaches you that if you're mekayim the asay be'idna, then it pushes it off. How do we know to make this drasha? The remez is Darsha Tzemer U'Pishtim, Darshan, the juxtaposition of Tzemer U'Pishtim with Gedilim Ta'aselcha. So the Sefer Chaim V'Shalom finds that a remez to this drasha of Smichos is the fact that in Mishle it says Darsha Tzemer U'Pishtim. In other words, even though typically when you're Mekayim Alav at the time of the assay, we say it's a mitzvah haba ba'aver and you don't even get the assay, but here, specifically because the Torah juxtapositions Gedilim Ta'aselcha, so Le'sil Bashanis, therefore we darshan, we're doiresh, tzemer u'pishtim, and we say asay, doicha lois asay. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.